You're sitting in a meeting. Someone challenges your idea. Your chest tightens. Your mind races to defend yourself. Before you know it, you've dismissed their input entirely, not because it lacked merit, but because your brain decided they were a threat. Sound familiar? Every day, we make thousands of decisions, yet most of us have never learned the mechanics of making them well. In boardrooms and living rooms alike, intelligent people repeatedly choose poorly, not from lack of information, but because ancient survival circuits override modern reasoning. The gap between knowing what we should do and actually doing it reveals something uncomfortable. We're far less rational than we believe. On a freezing January morning in 1986, the Challenger space shuttle exploded 73 seconds after launch, killing all seven crew members. Engineers had explicitly warned that the O-rings had never been tested below 10°C, yet NASA launched at -2°C. After six previous postponements, managers were resistant to further delays. What makes this tragedy instructive isn't the technical failure, it's how obvious the mistake seems now. This hindsight bias makes uncertain outcomes appear inevitable once we know what happened. Once we adopt new understanding, we struggle to reconstruct our past beliefs. This creates serious problems. Unsuccessful decisions get punished regardless of uncontrollable factors, decision makers become risk-averse, and irresponsible risk-takers receive undeserved rewards when gambles pay off. Even life-or-death medical decisions fall prey to presentation biases. When doctors received identical cancer treatment data framed as either survival rates or death rates, 82% recommended surgery with survival framing versus just 56% with mortality framing, though the statistics were mathematically identical. The belief that repeating past actions yields identical results proves dangerously false. Blockbuster revolutionized video rental in 1985, growing to 9,100 locations with a $5 billion market cap by 1989. Yet by 2010, it filed for bankruptcy. Netflix, founded after Reed Hastings received a $40 Blockbuster late fee, innovated continuously. Postal DVD delivery, subscriptions, then streaming. In 2000, Hastings offered to sell Netflix to Blockbuster for $50 million. They declined. Netflix is now worth over $43 billion. Today's businesses face unprecedented volatility. They have a 1 in 3 chance of being delisted within 5 years, 6 times the rate of 40 years ago. As Bill Gates noted, success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Market leaders repeatedly fail because their reliance on proven methods becomes so deeply embedded they assume it's optimal. Once any methodology becomes automatic through conditioning, we struggle to recognize when change becomes necessary. We pride ourselves on rationality, yet we're fundamentally irrational. After placing bets, we feel more confident in winning. We grow to like things through repeated exposure. We're more likely to marry someone whose name begins with the same letter as ours. Neurological research explains why. Emotional reactions occur a split second before conscious thought. By the time we're thinking, emotions are already influencing us. On December 20, 1954, Dorothy Martin's followers gathered awaiting midnight rescue by spaceship before an apocalypse she'd prophesied. When aliens didn't arrive, the group, who had quit jobs and given away possessions, didn't abandon their beliefs. Martin received a message claiming their spiritual light had saved the world, and the group enthusiastically proclaimed this miracle. This illustrates cognitive dissonance, mental tension when beliefs clash with evidence. Brain research reveals that when we encounter contradictory information, reasoning centers shut down while emotional circuits activate intensely. Resolving dissonance triggers the same reward circuits involved in addiction, creating neurological incentive to eliminate mental conflict regardless of accuracy. Confirmation bias, seeking evidence supporting existing beliefs while ignoring contradictions, may be our most dangerous blind spot. Research shows people spend 36% more time reading articles aligning with their views, and contradictory information often strengthens existing beliefs. We assume our conscious experience reflects objective reality, yet perception is inherently subjective. Shakespeare observed that there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Viktor Frankl, surviving Nazi concentration camps, noted that even there, some prisoners maintained positive attitudes, concluding, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances." Consider the question, "Do you beat your partner?" Most interpret this as either competitive winning or physical abuse. Our interpretation reveals our conditioning. Emotional reactions stem not from what was asked, but from the meaning we assign. The Sufi proverb captures this: when a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees are pockets. Susan, a managing director, sought coaching for time management issues. Despite business success, work consumed her home life. Her calendar revealed she required team review of all decisions. Asked if she'd be comfortable with them deciding independently, she revealed, "If I do what you are suggesting, what does the business need me for?" This unconscious belief that her value required involvement in all decisions drove her behavior. As Carl Jung noted, until we make the unconscious conscious, it will direct our lives and we will call it fate. Andy Grove's Only the Paranoid Survive described vigilant concern, not debilitating paranoia, a crucial distinction since fear-based emotions create self-reinforcing loops. When threatened, the amygdala activates fight or flight, redirecting blood from the forebrain to the hindbrain, shutting down thinking precisely when we need it most. As Maslow observed, if the only tool you have is a hammer, to treat everything as if it were a nail, perfectly describing how fight or flight operates with one variable, how hard to hit. Even minor stressors trigger this response. We create tigers from trivial matters, someone taking our parking space, a text from the boss, sitting in traffic. Once triggered, we focus exclusively on survival, physical safety, environmental vigilance, and time obsession. Modern challenges require creative thinking to navigate complexity, yet our ancient mechanism activates precisely when we most need creativity. The solution requires shifting from external to internal focus, moving from reaction to response. Your brain can repair, regrow, and regenerate. London taxi drivers prove this by physically expanding their hippocampus through memorizing 25,000 streets. What fires together, wires together. Research with monkeys showed that focused attention on specific stimuli expanded corresponding brain regions. Attention, not circumstances, determines how our brains physically change. Creative decision-making requires intuitive leaps machines cannot replicate. Most insights occur when we are relaxed rather than actively problem-solving. Stress inhibits creativity by triggering fight-or-flight responses that shrink the frontal lobe. The prefrontal cortex and amygdala operate like a neural seesaw. When one activates, it suppresses the other. Through conscious attention, we reshape our experience from inside out. Conscious breathing offers powerful centering. Just 5 seconds can short-circuit neural hijacking, while 20 seconds allows the brain to reorganize with increased frontal lobe activity. Mindfulness means being mentally calm, relaxed, open, accepting, fully present, and non-judgmental. The next time you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that rush to defend or attack, pause, breathe. In that space between stimulus and response lies your freedom, and perhaps your future.